Today, we continue with our octave day of the Epiphany. And I thought today maybe I'd talk a little bit about the three kings, but the journey of the three kings and all that they had to go through just to get to the child Jesus. You see, one night, these three men came outside. Balthazar, Melchior, and Caspar came outside and saw a strange star in the sky. Now, they were kings, and they were kings from different areas, but they each saw the same star. And the grace of God moved their hearts so much that they had to follow and find out where that was pointing at. Where was the light shining upon? So they packed up all their things, and pulled out their camels, and set off westward across the desert, not knowing even the faintest idea where they were actually going, not knowing what they were going to see, not knowing anything that laid ahead of them. They were simply moved by grace, and they listened to the grace which told them to go. And they left behind, as kings, they left behind all their earthly riches. They left behind all their comforts of home. They left behind all the nice things that they had at their house and the comfort of their own bed to set out in the middle of winter time out across a desert. And if any of you have ever been to a more northern desert, like northern Nevada or something like that, in the winter time, it's not nice and warm like we think of when we hear desert. It's bitterly, bitterly cold, especially at nighttime. But there they were, sleeping in the open air. There they were, traveling by camel, not just a short distance, but coming 1,000 to 1,200 miles across the desert by camel, not knowing where they were going. Meeting each other along the way, because, like I said, there were kings from different areas, and finding that they were following that same star, providentially, of course. And finally, after traveling 1,200 miles, which for you to think about is like a little bit further than traveling from here to Miami at the southern tip of Florida. So after traveling that far, they finally came to Jerusalem. And there, they met with King Herod. They were welcomed as kings to the city, and they met with the king and told them their quest, told them that they were following that star, and that they believed that possibly there was a God that was born underneath that star, and that they wanted to know if Herod knew anything about it. So Herod told them the prophecies from the scriptures about the Messiah that was to come, that he would be born in Bethlehem, and then that if this was true, that this is where they would find him. And he said to tell them that if they find him, come back and see him. Now right there we see the difference in faith of these two sets of kings. The three that had come from, had left everything behind to follow a star for over 1,000 miles, with all the trials that go their way with it, not knowing what they're going to make, not even being Jews themselves, knowing to wait for a Messiah. And then you have Herod, the Jewish king, who's not even willing to make the short little journey from Jerusalem down to Bethlehem to see what they're going to find. That's the difference in their faith. That's the difference in how far they were willing to go for God. And so the three kings arrive finally at the cave, and what did they find there? After all this time chasing a star, they come and see a baby laying in a manger. That's it. But they know it's not just a baby. They know that that is truly God, and they fall down and worship him. They lay wonderful gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh at his feet, the gifts that are worthy of a king. They lay for this child of a poor family, and they worship him. And then that night they have a dream telling them not to go back home through Jerusalem, not to go see Herod again because he was an evil man. And so they take an even longer route home, which avoids Jerusalem and avoids all the nice roads that they could have traveled down to get through the city on the way back. They set out and they returned to where they came from. And these men not only came to the child Jesus, but they were later on baptized and became Catholics. And then finally, ultimately, they each gave their lives being martyred for Christ. Being martyred for that little tiny baby that they saw. They never saw Christ again. Not in human form anyways. They never saw him again. And so when they were being put to death, it was truly an act of their faith. Truly a trust that this small little baby was the God that they had believed him to be. And they willfully gave their lives. Now we think of ourselves. Think of what we are willing to do. You see, children, we are all called to worship that same little baby. That same, in the Holy Eucharist is that same child, Jesus. And we're all called by a star. Our star hangs from the ceiling right there in the sanctuary lamp, the light that guides us to Christ. And our manger is the tabernacle itself that he dwells within. We're all called to worship him. We're all called to love him. And our journey to him is our journey of faith that we must grow and continue on each and every day of our lives. And just like the wise men, it will be difficult sometimes. It will be long. It will be filled with trials every now and again. But what's at the end of the journey is so worth it. So worth that struggle. Because at the end is the child Jesus. And if we continue faithfully down that path every single day of our lives, then one day we'll be able to be with the child, not for a night, not for a day, but for eternity in heaven. So, remember this. This is what the wise men lived for. They died for a child that they knew hardly anything about. Now you all know much about Christ. You've been growing up with the faith. Think of the little bit that he asks of you, and do it. Go that journey. Make those steps. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.